Canterbury's number one radio station, Compass FM. Welcome into the studio now, Nigel Cook, upholsterer and somewhat of an artist. We're going to be talking about something he's created at the Ruatanifa Centre in Kaiapoi. Now, Nigel Cook, good afternoon. Welcome to the studio. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
So how is it you ended up building a chair in the library?
Well, actually, it was the Christchurch Library that originally approached me, and they were having a display for Men's Mental Health Week.
Yes.
And they were looking for arts and crafts people to do demonstrations, and I was teaching upholstery at the time in the city, so they asked me to come along and do a demonstration.
So you built the chair while the public were there watching?
Well, yes, what happened was we had an idea to build a chair, and then we had an evening where people could come along and design the chair. So we had, 25 people turned up with all different ideas, and we just scribbled all these out on a loose piece of paper, and one person turned up named Joe, and she turned up with her father's favourite chair, and we kind of stole that pattern, if you like, and that's where we went to from there. That was the design of the chair. That's
fabulous.
Where we got the design from.
So can you describe that design to us somewhat?
Sure. It's a very basic chair with a little cushion on the seat and a simple back in the seat. And what we wanted to do was, in addition to this, was create a sustainable chair.
Yes.
So the chairs the basic frame's made from recyclable pine wood. The legs are made from laminated plywood that we found on a wrecked yacht on the beach. Coffee sacks were used for part of the base of the chair, and old bicycle tyres were used for the springing. Foam chip was recycled and used for the cushion, and my food bag wrappers was used for the padding on the outside of the frame, and we even managed to add in a little bit of wool off the sheep's back over the springs.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, so it was.
Virtually,
and it was a collective idea.
Well, 100% recycled.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's wonderful.
Or sustainable. Yes.
Sustainable. Yes. I mean, yeah, that's the one thing that we don't tend to be able to do much today, is it, about reusing things or repurposing things. So it's wonderful to be able to do that
for sure
in this way. So you've given me some idea how the chair was designed.
Yes.
It was an input from a number of participants.
Right. Yeah, 25 people had this,
and the ideas all came. So how were you able to put it all together? I mean, if you've got
part of the brief was to find things that were available in the close to our community, so we just hunted around, and people brought in things like the My Food Bag wrappers, and obviously they had them at home, and the boat we found on the beach, and you know, so it was all within the local area that we tried to source everything.
So you didn't even have to go very far.
No, not really.
The beach was the furthest point you had to get to.
Right, that's right.
I think that's wonderful.
And so the chairs now as part of an exhibition which is on down at the Kaiapoi Art on the Quay.
Yes.
And you can have a look at it there, along with a lot of other creations that people have done as well. So,
the exhibition, how long is it running for?
5 weeks.
Nigel, 5 weeks. It's just started?
Yes, last Thursday was the opening day.
Okay, yeah. And is it cost anything to get in?
No, it's free. No.
So, certainly there's a destination spot for people
for sure.
to go to. Absolutely.
Sure.
Get on down there and enjoy a little bit of Kaiapoi. Pop into the Ruatanifa Centre and take a look at these wonderful. So, there's not just, you mentioned off here, there's sculptures as well down there?
Yeah, there's a variety of things to have a look at. Some people have painted chairs. There's 4 chairs that have been painted, and they're on a silent auction for charity, the money going to the Silver Stream Reserve, and they just look fabulous. And other people have created chairs, like Creative Junk have made a chair that's found from all recyclable things that have turned up in their workshop, and it's an Alice in Wonderland chair. It's quite fascinating, actually. You can look down a hole, and Alice is hanging out the bottom of the chair. She's gone down the rabbit hole.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, definitely an exhibition then to get along to and take a look at. Now, are any of these items for sale?
Some of them are for sale and some aren't. plant. So some of them are family heirlooms, and,
yes.
And some are, there's a little sign up when you get down there if you're interested in something. You can always give myself or Jackie Watson a call. Yes.
Fantastic. Now, Nigel, thank you for coming in. Are you still tutoring the art of upholstery?
Yes, I teach upholstery, yes.
Where do you do that from?
I do that at my home in Sovereign Palms.
So if somebody wants to learn the art of upholstery, would you take any additional students?
You can find me on Facebook, Nigel Upholstery.
Nigel Upholstery.
And you're welcome to, if you start a project, you're welcome to ring me up and see how you're going.
Well, quite often you hear of people who will start something and it's much bigger than they originally perhaps thought it was going to be.
We need a display called Unfinished Business.
That could be the next exhibition, couldn't it? Unfinished Business. Nigel, thank you so much for coming in today. Nigel Upholsterer, talking about the exhibition at the Kaiapoi Library, Ruatanifa. Get on down there and have a look at it. Thanks, Nigel, for coming in.
Compass FM.